Remember those commercials that made you want to throw your remote at the TV? The ones where some busybody scolded shoppers about squeezing toilet paper? Those Mr. Whipple ads for Charmin ranked dead last in believability and were universally despised. Yet they sold mountains of toilet paper. This paradox, that irritating advertising can be commercially brilliant, captures the fundamental tension at the heart of the creative industry. How do you create work that respects people's intelligence while still moving product off shelves? This question has haunted advertising since its golden age, when Bill Birnbach revolutionized the business by treating consumers as thinking human beings rather than mindless targets. He proved that smart, witty advertising could sell just as effectively as the hard sell approach, maybe even better. His Volkswagen campaigns didn't shout or cajole, they conversed and charmed. But the victory was temporary. When the economy tightened in the 1970s, suit-wearing executives reclaimed power, demanding formulaic approaches and research-driven safety. The battle between creativity and commerce continues today, creating what one observer called a relationship perfectly designed to produce total mayhem. Creating an ad is messy and chaotic, with no clear playbook. James Webb Young's five-step process still holds. Gather raw material, attack the problem actively, step away while your subconscious works, experience the eureka moment, then shape the idea into reality. But knowing the steps doesn't make the journey less terrifying. Every creative faces that empty page with a pilot light of fear burning inside. Yet fear is a better companion than post-award invincibility. Ideas bubble up unexpectedly after days of seemingly fruitless exploration, what inventor E.H. Land called the sudden cessation of stupidity. The hardest part is making that first mark. To overcome the intimidation of what Hemingway called the white bull, simply write what you want to say without worrying about making it memorable. Try beginning with, "This is an ad about," and keep writing. You can always cut that part later, but you'll have broken through the initial barrier. In a marketplace with over 50,000 brands, human brains simplify. Jeeps are rugged, Porsches are fast, Volvos are safe. Each brand must claim one core value, essentially becoming an adjective. As Dan Whedon observed, brands are verbs. Nike exhorts, IBM solves, Sony dreams. Volvo's safety association persists even when its cars no longer rank among the safest. This is the antidote to marketing clutter, draconian simplicity. Strip your value proposition until you reach brand equals adjective. If the best adjectives are taken, try the opposite, like Heinz claiming slowest ketchup. Great advertising starts by identifying your brand's deepest truth. Look beyond features to emotional essence. Hair coloring isn't about looking younger, but self-esteem. Cameras aren't about pictures, but stopping time. Embrace uncomfortable truths. Avis's "We're only number two, so we try harder," and Volkswagen's self-deprecating approach turned weaknesses into strengths. Apple exploited man versus machine since 1984, while Got Milk leveraged deprivation. Modern consumers crave authenticity. Canadian Club's "Damn Right Your Dad Drank It" and Miller High Life's Delivery Guy commercials embrace reality rather than glossing over it. Transform your strategy statement into something punchier. Club Med didn't settle for "a great way to get away." They landed on "the antidote for civilization." But beware the visual vampire, a concept so captivating it overshadows your product. Your creative device must be the sales message, not just point to it. Emotional drivers connect more powerfully than rational ones. The iconic Mad Men Kodak pitch exemplifies this, reframing a slide projector as a time machine that triggers a twinge in your heart far more powerful than memory alone. Where do ideas come from? Create space rather than forcing them. Quiet your conscious ego. Before starting, immerse yourself in your client's business. Question everything. Ask why relentlessly. The tightest strategies liberate creativity rather than constrain it. Advertising is problem solving, so reframe challenges as questions. Don't simply restate problems in familiar terms. Ask better questions, ones to which you don't know the answer, forcing genuine creative stretch. Maurice Saatchi nails it. If you can't reduce your argument to a few crisp words and phrases, there's something wrong with your argument. Simple ideas cut through clutter and stick in memory. A stop sign exemplifies great advertising. It makes you stop, is relevant, has one word, and is utterly simple. Google's stripped-down homepage makes it approachable and usable. At Gettysburg, Senator Edward Everett's 2.5-hour speech has been forgotten, while Lincoln's 273-word address became immortal. Apple's MacBook Air launch demonstrated this perfectly. Sliding the ultra-thin computer into a manila envelope made customers ask for that envelope computer. Every element you add reduces the importance of all other elements. Every item you subtract raises the visibility of what remains. As writer Saatchi put it, when baiting a trap with cheese, always leave room for the mouse. Digital isn't just a channel, it's a way of life. Consumers skip commercials, control content, and face information overload, pushing us toward attention bankruptcy. More content was uploaded to YouTube last month than networks broadcast in 60 years. Brands have lost control of mass media. Old marketing sounded like warfare. Carpet bomb with TV, penetrate with mailings. New marketing talks with consumers, not to them. We build communities, create experiences, and earn invitations rather than barge in. Advertising now includes anything bringing brands to life: mobile apps, games, retail experiences. Samsung demonstrated phone durability by placing 70 phones on a glass table above concrete and water. If your call's vibration knocked one off, you won it. Ideas make people lean in. Experiences make them fall in. The most effective marketing involves actions over claims. Denny's free breakfast during recession. Hyundai's job loss return policy. These brand actions speak louder than ads. Despite changes, copywriting and art direction remain essential. Today's creative must be T-shaped, deep expertise in one area while collaborating across disciplines. This business attracts creative misfits who don't fit elsewhere. They bring energy and chaos. The business gives them discipline. As image merchants, we weave words and pictures that imbue objects with meaning. Claude Hopkins wrote, "Drink an orange," and a nation began drinking juice. Steve Hayden's "Why 1984 Won't Be Like 1984" welcomed computers into homes. Dan Wieden's "Just Do It" changed how we exercise. You get paid to think, what people with real jobs do on their time off. Good money without heavy lifting. Yes, you'll spend 20% creating ads and 80% protecting them. Clients will appear eager to kill good ideas. Research will be flawed. Your best work will sometimes die. When that happens, say, "Good luck, little buddy," and make more ideas. The playing field improves when a campaign dies. You now know what the client wants, and shorter deadlines force decisions. Stay humble. You're lucky to be talented and in this business, making things that move people, change minds, and occasionally make the world more interesting.